On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Join me now on Zoom. Actor, comedian, producer, my guy Sean Wayans. Welcome back, man. How you been?
What up, Mario? How's it going?
It's going well. Where are you speaking to us from? Is that your personal library right there?
It's my little office.
Nice. Well, those are DVDs.
Oh, the DVDs, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, good. I feel better. I got a lot of DVDs, too. You know, every time they change technology.
Oh, now you feel like, oh, this brother ain't that smart.
Yeah. No. It's like because
I
have
a. The books on the other side, brother.
The books on the other side. No, I still have a ton of my DVDs, but now because you can stream everything, yeah. You don't really. But, like, what do you do with all these DVDs?
You wait and.
I keep them and I watch them because the truth is. Streaming ain't always 100%. If your Wi-Fi goes down,
yeah.
You're stuck.
If
that's
the
true.
Internet's
like
down,
you got
nothing to watch.
You got nothing.
Yeah, so plus, I keep my DVDs with me, man.
I like it.
Mario
like it.
Also has a huge LaserDisc collection.
Stupid.
I got LaserDisc too. Put them on.
Exactly. Hey, you know what that is, Sean? That's fresh. That's fresh right there.
That is fresh.
That's dope.
That is dope.
Super fresh to change that disc, flip it over halfway through the movie.
Oh, yeah. That'd be hype.
Well, there's not a lot of live comedy, obviously, going on right now, but you're keeping it alive, headlining the Miami Improv this weekend to kick off a new tour, and no better time right now than everyone could use a laugh, right?
Yeah, man, this is my get out the house tour. I've been in the house for 9 months. This is the first time going back to the stage for 9 months. I'm going crazy, so I'm just getting out the house and gonna pick a few spots to you know work my craft.
That's gonna.
Of course, I'll be following the social distancing protocol to stay safe, but you know. I'm going to have some fun.
Good for you. And God bless Florida that you're able to do that. What are you talking about on stage
right
now?
Thank God for people who just don't give a damn, huh?
Right? Hey, I'm all about freedom. What are you talking about on stage right now? Do you think crowds want to hear about COVID or they don't?
Honestly, I feel like if you got a couple of COVID jokes that are funny, do it, but I'm not going to make my whole set about COVID. I think people want to escape.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll have a couple of jokes that'll make you laugh, but my set is going to be, you know, my set and, you know, my stories and
right.
You know, my life and things that I find funny.
Keep it personal. Exactly.
Yeah. Has
the pandemic affected your creativity? Do you feel you've gotten inspired more? It's kind of,
it's like drained my whole creative swag. Like,
yeah, right. Because you're in, I would imagine, because when you got to like experience things and people and life and stuff to get inspired, I imagine.
Shut down. Like usually I'm like always like a mad scientist. And lately, and I talked to my brothers about this too. All of us are kind of like just not creatively inspired.
Yeah. No, it's hard to be, man.
I got jokes that I write down that's funny, but you know, usually I got like movie ideas that I'm doing and TV shows that I'm working on right now. I just kind of like, work out, try to eat good.
Yeah, yeah.
And wait for this thing to kind of fly by a little bit.
Exactly. You know, so. Well, hopefully the end is in sight right here. This weekend is just the start of your comedy tour. Where else can people catch you? Where are you going to be performing?
There's a couple other dates. I know I'm going to Oklahoma and I'm going to Jacksonville, Florida and New York. A couple places. I don't really know exactly where, but I know I'll be doing some spot dates during 2021.
Good for you, man. Good for you. And what are the family's plans for Christmas? What y'all doing?
We're going to have a big Zoom Christmas. We're going to put the tree up in the Zoom circle and the Zoom square. And I'm kidding. He's like, oh, that's sad. we'll get together and hang out, you know.
Good. Good for you. And L.A. is home, right? Or you're out here for good, right?
L.A. is home.
Yeah.
L.A. is home. I live right up the street from my brother, so.
You know. Oh, nice. When did you guys make the move from New York?
Oh, man, in the 80s.
So you were like, young.
Yeah, I left in 89. Keenan left in 79 or 78.
Got it.
And Damon left in like 82. So, yeah, we've been out in L.A. for probably 30, 35 years or something.
Oh, so you Angelinos then at this point.
I'm a New Yorker.
You still claim it, huh?
I always got to claim it. That's fresh.
It is fresh.
But yeah, you know, LA's cool. And, you know, I like the weather. And, but, yeah. you know,
I was just in New York a couple of days ago, and man, it was already waking up. It was 36 degrees already. And then, you know, landing here, I woke up and it's 78. It's like, oh man, now I know why, you know, it's like, it's so, so expensive out here.
It is expensive. And, you know, the sun, you know, you can't beat that. But then you go to New York and you feel the flavor.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Fun, the zest of life. But it's too cold to enjoy it. So I kind of rather be out here chilling in the sun.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun to visit.
Bored.
Right, exactly. All right, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot, Sean. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
I'll do my best.
Favorite Christmas movie?
Depends. Animated or...
Either.
Both.
I love Home Alone.
Yep.
And A Christmas Story is a tie. Can I do that?
Classics, yeah, that works. That works.
There okay. are no rules.
Then I like the stop motion puppet thing, A Year Without a Santa Claus. Like,
yeah. Those are great. I love those too. Yeah.
Mr. Heat Miser.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have that DVD behind you?
I do have it.
He looked like he got every DVD ever made.
No, I got the 4-pack.
I love the packs. You can get the packs. The Die Hard Popeye pack.
Frosty the Snowman, Little Drummer Boy.
There you go.
Reindeer and Rudolph's Happy New Year all on the same.
Hey, that's a swap meet deal right there. I like those right there.
Swap meet deal. I look like a swap meet right now. Crazy Sean. My prices are insane.
Most underrated Christmas song.
Most underrated Christmas song?
Yeah.
Probably... Gimme, Gimme This on my soundtrack to the Boo Crew Christmas album.
Definitely underrated. Hey, who was your celebrity crush growing up?
Janet Jackson.
From like when you saw her on Good Times, what was the first thing you saw?
Yeah, it's been Different Strokes, Janet
Different
Jackson.
Strokes, that's right.
Yeah, I like Different Strokes, Janet. All the way up, like, and I was still crushing on her, like, all throughout her.
Oh, yeah, when you went Rhythm Nation and the whole deal, of course.
All that, yeah.
Best gift you ever got on Christmas?
Best gift I ever got on Christmas? When I was little, my mom bought me ColecoVision.
Oh, ColecoVision was the bomb. I love ColecoVision.
You can't say the bomb
I can't
anymore.
Say the bomb either. Hey,
like, afforded that year?
Yes. I remember that too. I had to work and help my dad. ColecoVision was like a little bit better than Atari. And it was like, you thought you were getting like, oh.
So it was after Atari.
It was after Atari.
It was the new. Yes. It was after Intellivision.
Yes.
So it was Atari, Intellivision, and then ColecoVision hit. I didn't go outside for like 6 months.
No, you took me back with that. I love ColecoVision. Yeah. Oh, that was the best, man. That was the best right there. You got a prediction for 2021?
A prediction for 2021?
Yes.
I have a hope for 2021.
Okay.
It ain't as bad as 2020.
Hey, prayers up on that.
If I'm looking at 2021, like, man, if we could just go back to 2020, it's a sad day.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get through this. Omari.com for all of Sean's comedy dates. Thanks for checking in, brother, and good luck out
there. Thanks for having me, brother. Always good to see you, man.
You too. Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.